The water rate increase study session planned for September 8th has been postponed until September 15th at 6:30 p.m. to allow time for residents to receive notices mailed by the city. The standing room only crowd that attended the August 18th council meeting expressed strong feelings over the anticipated 70% rate hike. As a result, the City Council scheduled a study session to be held at Monument Middle School to accommodate the anticipated crowd and address some of the questions that residents have. City Hall mailed postcards to residents about the session, but they were sent just before the Labor Day weekend, which meant that many would not see the notice until Tuesday, the day of the meeting. The September 1st City Council meeting included a lengthy discussion of the study session plans, the anticipated vote to increase the rates, and public comment on the short notice that residents might object to. Mayor Frank Wilson addressed the study session and public response.
Well, I don't know what the public's going to ask. I don't know what they're going to tell me. I'm precluding at this point that we already know what we're going to do. And we're just going to come in here and we're going to set the public down. They're going to come in, we're going to patronize them, we're going to listen to what they say, and then we're going to vote. And you know what? That guy right back there, Bill, because he lives in this town, and he lives on the street, and he knows how these people think. And I'll guarantee you what I think, that if I got this card on Tuesday morning, we did the same thing that they think they've been done to them before, is you covered it up, and you're whipping it on them, and you've been doing the same old game. And I'm telling you, these people in this town, who I live with and you live with, are getting pretty tired of it.
It was decided that the September 15th study session would address the water rate increase exclusively. The regular City Council meeting was postponed until September 22nd to allow council members time to consider the public comments before voting on the steep increase that night. Once the council has voted to increase the rates, the Proposition 218 process begins, which allows residents to submit written protests to the rate hike if they object. If 50% plus one of the property owners object to the increase, then it fails, and the city has to develop another plan to address the long-term deficit and infrastructure needs. The council meeting also included a presentation on the revised land use matrix that the Planning Commission has been updating over the past year. The land use matrix identifies the permitted uses on the various zoning designations throughout town. For example, a business support service, such as a computer repair shop, is only permitted in the areas zoned town center, community commercial, or neighborhood commercial. Town center is the area of Wildwood Avenue located just before the Eagle Prairie Bridge, where the city has been focusing revitalization efforts over the years for mixed-use residential and commercial use. Traffic studies done over the past few years have shown that to be a less desirable area for businesses to locate, despite it having been the historical downtown area when Highway 101 used to run through the middle of town. Video of the meeting and the full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next City Council meeting will be the Water Rate Increase Study Session on September 15th at 6:30 p.m. held at Monument Middle School. The City Council will meet again on September 22nd at 6:30 p.m. for their regular session and are expected to vote on the rate increase at that time. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.